The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Can you
hear
me?
I can hear you, Rob.
We've just adjusted all of our headphone levels.
Mainly to mess with Mike when he gets back.
Yes, that's right. That was exactly what was going through my head this
whole
time.
What's
going
to be terrific is what we'll all say when Mike sits back in the chair is, sounds good to me.
Yeah, didn't
he'll
touch
love
a
that.
Thing.
Never sounded better. Yeah.
Have we taken attendance yet? Too soon?
No, I think it's about right. Oscar is back, which is great, and he walked right into a full episode of DJ Daycare Part 2. We got all the kids here again, but out of the room, which is great.
It is great.
Locked away in a soundproof booth.
I really do think that Julia was intending to panel for two shows.
It looked like it. She was sitting there very comfortable.
She made herself at home between me and Oscar.
And also Robert, who on the way in said, Dad, I really need headphones if you want me to follow the show.
Wow.
He makes
like
a good
that,
point.
That's a reasonable demand for a broadcaster.
That's a pro demand.
But the way I loved it is the way he phrased it. If you want me to follow the show, if you expect me to be at my best.
If you care about quality.
That's right. And if we really cared about quality, we would have put them on the air at lunch yesterday when they were really on fire.
They were on fire.
But we will discuss that.
Okay.
We've got a full show. We got
so much stuff.
But really what we got to do is we got to do the mailbag, right?
Mm-hmm. Every week we do the birthdays. And here they are.
Yeah, we get letters.
Our birthday balloon head of the week is Scott McKnight, who wrote...
Is this a new feature?
It's a new feature, our birthday balloon head of the week.
I didn't know we had a new feature.
And this week it's Scott McKnight, who wrote that we should wish his brother a happy birthday, which we would do if we knew the brother's name and birth date.
Boy.
Well, you know what? I like the word should.
Scott,
there's a lot of things we should do.
You balloon head.
You are the birthday balloon head of the week.
We're still about the kids today. Wilhelmina Warner turned 5 years old last Thursday and listens to the show with her mother of the year, Molly. Molly says Wilhelmina would like to know what Tim Gunn has to say about what Oscar is wearing today. Mike, our professional mimic, is not here today,
right.
And none of us are very good at impressions, but we don't want to disappoint people.
Right.
So I thought if maybe we'll all take turns. Rob, if you give a
shot.
Oh, no,
I think this one falls squarely in Oscar's lap.
Yeah. Tim
Gunn? But it's describing,
can you describe
the outfit you're wearing today?
It's a great,
well, let's
great
do that, then.
Douchebag striped shirt today with lots of different stripes.
All right, Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn, get ready.
What is Oscar wearing today, Tim Gunn?
Better.
Oscar is wearing some tight diesel jeans.
What?
Low rise with blue Nike sneakers and a fitted dress shirt.
That's good.
Bravo. Yeah.
It's like he was here.
Yeah.
It really was.
Who needs Mike?
Exactly.
Wait, I think we proved that.
Oh.
And a gumdrop button.
Mike, take Monday.
Yeah.
Kara Eileen Walton was born this past Friday to proud papa Ryan. Ryan needs Rob to run out and get some baby wipes because he says she is pooping everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, Rob.
I will be right back.
Yeah, you left before the music even started.
Yeah.
I was excited. I get very excited in the whole idea of cleaning up poop. So, we'll get the good
Who
baby
doesn't?
Wipes. And you know what? After cleaning up as much poop as I did with two kids, I find the smell of baby wipes almost as oppressive as that of feces.
Yep, that's so true.
Because I associate that clean, fresh smell, blech, with human excrement.
Yeah,
so,
I had cousins. They were baby, you know,
hold
twins.
Hold it, the carburetor's running a little rich.
Yeah.
You gotta
check that out.
You gotta see a mechanic about that.
Ooh. Oh, the car crashed.
Yeah, no, it blew up.
Boy. Wow.
It's just running a little rich. I'm sorry, Buzz, you had a cousin?
Yeah, well, baby cousins. I remember when I was a child, my aunt gave birth to twins, and what I remember about diaper changing time is it always smelled remarkably like Parmesan cheese.
That is so gross.
And you know what? It can look like it, too.
Thank you.
Diapers ever, if we're going down this road, it's a dirt road, is when Robert ate a lot of pills. By accident.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go for the safety caps.
And even if he had, he's very strong.
They had to give him
Oxys?
No, it was, Cymbalta.
Okay.
It was a mood drug that my grandfather was on because he was bumming.
Yeah.
And so
he's depressed.
He's been cheerful ever since.
Yeah.
So to clear his stomach, they jam carbon into his mouth to like absorb the drug before the body can absorb it. Right. And you want to talk about wonderful charcoal black.
Oh, man.
It really looked like matchlight in a diaper.
Nice.
It was terrific.
And Camden Syverson was literally born yesterday. Congratulations to Eric and
Boy,
Amy.
Boy, you can fool him with anything.
So congratulations to them. It's Harrison Briggs' birthday today, and he wants the same thing the next guy wants. And we haven't done this for a while, so I like this request. Tomorrow, tomorrow is Greg Ryan's 31st birthday, same day as Mike's birthday. Greg's wife and daughter.
Mike's birthday is tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, that's no wonder I have all that the card and present ready.
Yes, of course.
I'm pretty sure he's not listening today.
Well,
and
I know.
He just got a new motorcycle.
You know, I'm
if
not
that
sure.
gives anybody any ideas that he might need accoutrement.
Not sure if he was here, he'd be listening right now.
Yeah,
maybe a TMOS magnet,
something like that.
Hey, does he have a T-shirt from the last thing?
He might.
Oh, okay, well,
yeah.
You could get him a T-shirt.
Yeah, thinking about
Greg Ryan turns 31 tomorrow. He and Harrison Briggs want the same thing, and that is for us to go old school and to sing our famous birthday song, which we haven't,
we haven't done
for
a
while.
A long time.
So everybody with great verve and vigor, please, our birthday song.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Carbon Briggs. In his stomach.
Happy birthday.
Adam Sutton turns 40 on Saturday. He would like a greeting from Morgan Freeman.
Oh, I got this
well,
one.
Sadly,
oh,
Morgan Freeman is not here, nor is Mike. So, Bob, if you don't mind.
You know, the only thing that could make this better is if we had the music from Shawshank. But
oh, yes.
Here we go. Morgan Freeman.
Yes, please.
I'm going to turn around like Frank Gorshin.
Oh, okay.
Stop it.
Turning around. We're looking at the back of his head.
I love Andy Dufresne. He's a very good boy. Hey, Miss Daisy, I'm going to get you to the place of so good. I'm Miss Daisy, it's me, Morgan Freeman. I play the Pope. Who am I saying happy birthday to?
You're saying happy birthday to both Greg Ryan and Harrison Briggs.
Hey, Greg and Harrison, I hope you have a great birthday. We put a candle and a cannoli for you.
Oh,
I like that.
Beautiful.
Like having him here, isn't it?
Yes.
Strong.
Sunday is Aaron Lamb's 31st birthday. He turns 31 on Sunday. Aaron Lamb, he'd like a three hoorays from Mel Gibson.
Can we lead him to the slaughter?
Yeah.
I'm sure we can.
Okay, hold on.
If he's listening, we're doing it.
He wants three?
He had three from Mel.
All right, here we go.
Should we do the hip hip?
Yes, do that.
Hip hip.
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip. Hip hip.
All right, close
enough. Was only two.
Close enough.
I don't like to give him everything. Oh, here you go. It's your birthday, dude.
Hooray!
You give and give.
I do.
Alan Rinker turned 61 on Monday.
Ooh, Alan Rinker.
And he would like me to give his wife, Linda, some suggestion for what she can give him for his birthday.
Let's slow down here.
Okay.
Actually, could you turn my headphones up for this one?
I need an adjustment.
Well,
yeah. Linda, even though Alan is 61, he's a man with needs. And you're just the woman who can satisfy those needs. Give Alan some loving. Wish him happy birthday, Linda. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice. I like
that was
it.
Nice.
My.
Yeah. Right. And some preparation H.
It didn't move.
No.
I tried. I was trying to be right there for you.
Hopefully it did for Linda or Alan or both of them.
Do you have people?
Wow, if it moves,
Linda. Does your wife ever ask you to do that? Like the sexy talk?
Heavens no.
I mean, so many people do ask you to do that.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Everybody except her.
Wife does, but from Buzz.
Thank you, Jim. Buzz and Todd do this.
And that's this week's birthdays, but I understand we have some packages.
We do
have.
I have one more.
Oh, wait. One late breaking birthday.
My youngest child, Nicole,
Is
28 today.
You brought her
and
in.
And I want to wish her a very, very happy birthday good luck on her job interview today.
Yes, she's
happy birthday.
I know that the first phase of interviews went really well.
Yes.
So she's congratulations.
And as a result of that first one, she has a follow up, and two other jobs have called her for interviews. So
that's great.
This is a great week for her.
Good.
Well, we appreciate
maybe you'll get equally lucky.
Yes, thank you. Presents were dropped off at the SPIWAC Associate World Headquarters this week.
Oh, good.
And
I
they have cards
packages.
And they are labeled. So here is a present for RJ. An edition of
colored
gift
boxes
quarter.
And
here's
ribbons.
One for me. They don't like the word colored anymore.
Wrapping paper.
Here's one for Oscar.
Oscar.
Okay, Rob has a paper of color.
Paper of color. I like that. Here's one for Mike. Buzz, will you open for Mike?
Sure,
please.
Let's see what Mike got.
And for Mark, here's one for Yee. And hold
Thank
on.
You.
As I'm opening Mike's here, it's labeled Show Prep essentials to Mike from the Howards.
What's really great is they've also included for Mike
Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie
24 yellow show prep pads.
Oh, like he doesn't have enough of those.
Here's
already
a treat for all of and you youth streamers.
That's just more and there's more.
And here are yet more. That's what was in his main
oh,
package.
Oh, that's great.
Yellow
that's great
pads that's to last great a lifetime.
Cool. Who wants to go next? How about you, Oscar?
I'll go next. And again, from the Howards, mm-hmm, Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie.
How nice of them.
Great people.
And I'm going to go ahead and try to rip this
and
off.
And also, I think it's worthy of note, all of these packages bought on Amazon
yes
through our website.
Thank you.
It says
I've got
right
a lot
here
of paper here.
Yes. And
oh, and I've got some lifesavers.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific.
But the big guys, too.
And you know what it is? It's
traditional five flavors.
All right. Mine says on the card to Rob, instead of ending the debate, it says egging the debate. And it says to Rob from the Howards, Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie. And let's see what we have here from Amazon.
What's in
it? It is a microwave egg boiler.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Which adds a third wrinkle to the argument. Is it better to boil or bake your hard-boiled eggs?
What is it, for ostrich eggs?
No, I think you can fit four in there.
I see.
Although I think if I opened it right now, pantyhose would be in it. It's a big,
yeah,
it looks good,
right,
shape of an egg.
Can I add something that I foolishly missed on the traditional five flavor?
It's what it looked
like
with the paper. But
yeah.
What
it's,
is it really?
It's a novelty vibrator.
Oh my!
Wow!
For those of you watching at home
it's
on Ustream, it's a vibrator that comes in a traditional five-flavor
so
candy wrapper.
Yeah. Sometimes
so maybe I would imagine a product like this could be used in if you're out and about and you don't want anybody to know that you have one of these in your wallet or your purse.
Yeah.
You have this just sitting there.
And well, Oscar's vibrating wallet.
On the box, I always see women holding them against their neck, so I think they're for neck strain.
Really? I think it must be it.
That's what they're for.
Although the traditional five flavors that have, none of them are lime.
Find out tonight.
It hasn't acquired its flavor yet.
Oh, dear.
Who's next? Buzz?
Anything else? Is
that we've got RJ.
Okay, we're down to me. And again, to Buzz from the Howards and again from Amazon.
Not yet.
Okay.
Let's see.
Let's save RJ for last.
Okay.
As a student of comedy, that's my recommendation. Thank you.
It's the card is labeled Thank You Florida, and the gift is a Florida quiz book.
Excellent.
Oh, perfect.
May come in handy. So thank you very much to the Howards.
I smell a bonus show.
Yeah. All right. I've got to be a book as well. The card just says from all the Howards.
Nice.
And
it's so nice of them to think of all of us.
Really?
Look at this. Kind. My book is called Cool Jew, the ultimate guide for every member of the tribe.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, you should
I hope
have
it
that
works
necklace.
Yeah.
That would be a nice necklace.
Yeah, that is nice.
A diamond-encrusted Cool Jew necklace.
Yeah, thank you.
Ginsburg could make that. Probably from memory.
Very cool.
And we close with RJ Diaz.
Oh, well, my moniker was pistachio. And look what I've got from the Howards.
What's that?
Three different kinds of pistachio nuts. They're delicious.
What, three different kinds. What kinds are
we
they?
We have the plain, we have chocolate covered, and we have caramel pistachios.
Sounds
they're
great.
They're delicious.
That's very nice.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Moment of silence.
Please, one time for old time, shout it out.
Pistachio!
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
4, 3, 2.
For God's sake, what now?
Who ran Barter Town?
Damn it, I told you no more embargoes.
More blaster. Who run Barter Town? Who run Barter Town?
You know who.
Say.
Master Blaster.
Say loud.
Master Blaster.
Master Blaster. Master Blaster. What?
Master Blaster runs Bartertown.
Louder.
Master Blaster runs Bartertown.
Lift embargo.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
You see, when Master Blaster runs Bartertown, you have to play Master Blaster.
That's right.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, tis America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 14 billion times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us. Our number is 7,185,061,625.
Do the math.
Write it down, put in the dashes, call, and we'll answer. I promise.
Yeah?
Big show today.
Oh, huge.
It's a tube water bottle show.
Yes.
Because I have here about 6 gallons of water in front of me, but
you need to hydrate.
It comes at a price.
It does. We're brought to you today by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, and secondhand smoke. Or carcinogens, huh?
No!
Same day shipping, a money back guarantee. Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. We got a letter from Chad M. Bush.
Chad M. Bush.
Chad Bush writes, thanks to MOS for turning me on to Smart Smoke. I wasn't looking to quit, but to curb my craving after I punch in for work. I have to wait 3 hours before my first cig break, so I thought of Smart Smoke. It worked. It killed my craving for a cig until the next break. We're keeping him off the real thing for many hours at
least.
That's
cool.
Thanks again, Mike and gang, for helping me. Now, you can't get another hooray from Mel Gibson. We have worn that out. Thank you, Chad. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas.
Right.
You know, to see all the styles, flavors, and strength, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
I like the commercial that Lowell does. Smoke!
Smoke!
Smoke! Smoke! Well, we have got a big one today. Mm-hmm. Day two of DJ daycare, but
yes.
We've got them in the other room, which I think is best.
I do too.
And a change in Oscar Santana's life.
Yeah.
It looks like. Buzz has some stuff to report on, but I do want to lead with this because I found it most entertaining.
What do you got?
When we did a couple days ago the Craigslist free items,
yes.
And we asked people, do you want to have some fun? Put something up on Craigslist, you know, help promote the show.
Somebody do it?
And this was forwarded to me today. This is an actual Craigslist ad under Northern Virginia Free Stuff. The headline reads, and by the way, it is not okay to contact this poster with services or other commercial interests.
Yeah, okay.
Headline, Bob Spiewak's career tips employers look for, hardcover Leesburg. Apparently a book written by my father, Bob Spiewak, and here's the description. This is an old book that my dad gave me, but I still think it could assist you, the young job seeker. Getting antsy behind the desk with summer weather on the way? Tell your boss to take a hike, then head to the beach and soak up some rays. Worry about finding your way back to that career path in the fall. Chapters included core competencies, quote, it's not all about you, finding the right path, career goals with venture capitalist Mark Ronick, how to work from home, knowing when to quit, and resume secrets, hardcover, 272 pages, published by the Mike O'Mara Show in 1997.
Nice.
Love it.
That's awesome.
Nice.
No,
that's really
my hero.
I love
Rob's dad.
And I really do hope that those free things keep planting those seeds on Craigslist.
Free ads.
It is like an Easter egg.
Anything that plugs the show in the process, that's awesome.
I love it. And I was just surprised to find my father is an accomplished author.
You learn something new every day.
Sure,
well, he writes during the winter.
Yeah. Well, he writes until there's something better to do.
Right.
Now, Buzz,
you
were so excited you sent me an email that said Oscar should turn his ringer off.
No, or
and
RJ.
And then in the part two
sorry,
of the email.
Sorry, that was me.
I see. He said, in the email.
Thank you, Rob.
It is hot. You know, it's really not as
it's
funny
so hot.
Until Oscar laughs.
Right.
And that's what I like. And
they're part of the show.
There was, and I saw evidence of this yesterday. They've got the heat advisor going on. They actually set up in my neighborhood a little kid's lemonade stand.
Oh.
They did, yeah.
And Julia has gone through that phase before until I explained to her that you can do a lemonade stand, but I'm not paying for the cups.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not paying for the lemonade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got to lay out a little bit of seed money.
Yes.
And she said, well, then it's not as easy to make money. I said, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to invest in your business.
You know what happened? She re-examined her verticals, and she saw that the lemonade.
It
didn't make sense.
Yeah, all that water.
But
that's tap water. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's
she was making it with Evian.
Oh. So
it was
like,
this is kind of a cute story about me and kids, and as you know, that almost never happens.
No.
No.
Well,
so,
It usually involves like a scythe or something. You go after them with a weed.
Well, there are no strollers in this story, so good. It has a happy ending.
As I'm HOA.
Going out to the backyard yesterday, you know, going to the rear driveway to get in my car to leave,
right.
I noticed about a half a block down on the other side of the street, a little girl standing out by the curb with a sign, and she's screaming something about lemonade. Clearly, she has a lemonade stand.
She's screaming?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not the sales pitch you want.
She's
never
trying,
above
a
yell.
Well, it was quite a distance. It was about a half a block away, so some yelling was required on her part.
Do you think she had seen you and was actually? She saw
me getting in the car. Yeah, I mean, she was looking for anybody, but when she saw me, that's when the yelling started about lemonade.
Are lemonade stands these days just a table with a poster sign, or do they actually make the stands like you would see in a movie, or maybe we saw as children?
Like a Little Rascals thing? When Julia did it, it was inverted milk crates,
an
umbrella for shade, and two little kid beach chairs. You know, the little guys?
It's usually makeshift.
And I think there was a sign, but it wasn't as good as
this.
It wasn't
was just
grand
a long table with a tablecloth on it. I think they had some pictures, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like homemade.
That still looked nice.
A tablecloth is nice.
Presentation's everything.
Yeah. Oh, it had a little tent overhead to keep the shade, you know, because it was 1,000 degrees yesterday.
You eat with your eyes.
Yeah. They had a little wading pool next to it that I guess the little girl's older brother was splashing around in.
Are you sure that wasn't the lemonade in the pool?
Mom, I'm pretty sure.
Holding tank.
How do you think they make it?
Just making lemonade.
Mom was standing behind the table, as I was to find out eventually.
Yeah.
But I kind of ignore the little girl at first. I mean, not really, but I don't acknowledge her.
Really.
I don't acknowledge her. And I put my stuff in the car, and I get in the car, and I back out of the driveway, and I head down the street.
I haven't any change.
And as I didn't. And as I got down a little further, and I pulled up in front of it, just sort of curbside there in front of the stand. They were back from the street a little bit. And the little girl comes out to the curb, and I have my windows rolled down as I'm driving away. I'm letting out the heat, but also I want to chat with the folks at the lemonade stand.
Do you want to chat with the folks? You want to chat with Mama. The mom.
Well, that may happen today.
She attractive? Was she attractive or a cow?
Not a cow, but somewhere in between.
All right.
All right, just kind of an average mom.
Okay.
Plain, Oscar. This is neat.
Would you
give her a notch up from plain?
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then overqualified to be at my kid's school.
we'll give her a C+.
She was a sturdy woman.
Not heavy, no. I wouldn't say sturdy, no.
Okay.
Freckled?
I mean, there's only one to find out if she... No.
Oh!
Hey!
Jesus.
Anyway.
Bada bing.
So, well, you guys still opened this line of questioning. Okay. But anyway, so I pull up to the curb.
I reserve the right to return to it.
Of course. I pull up to the curb and I say... Well, it sure is hot today. You know where I can get some lemonade?
No. Oh, so you're doing a bit now.
Yeah, I'm having fun with the kid. And
he's heat.
She goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. We're selling lemonade.
Oh, that's cute.
She's playing along. Nice. And I said, well.
Senior citizen discount?
I said, how much is it? How much is it? and she said, 50 cents for a small cup and a dollar for a large cup.
Yeah.
God, how will they make money on that?
So I said, well, by all means, I'll have a large. And so she heads back to the table where mom and her brother are. And I got out my wallet and I see the smallest bill I have is a 10.
Oh.
So mo money, mo problems.
She comes back to the car and she hands me the lemonade and I hand her the 10.
Yes.
And I set down the cup and I drive away.
Oh, why would you do that?
Well, I mean, I thanked her.
Yeah, but it doesn't cost $10 for a large cup.
No, I intentionally paid her $10.
You overpaid.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should have at least gotten 10 more glasses.
It was well, like I said, I may be back today.
Yeah.
But
I'm opening up a line.
Hey, remember that 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get like 10 more cups.
I opened a tab.
Buzz is going to show up with 8 other disc jockeys.
And as I'm driving away, the windows are still open, and at one point I hear the mom shriek. I think with excitement.
Happy.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think with excitement. So that's kind of my start. I was sort of the Cappy Pfeiffer of the lemonade
that
stand.
That is awesome.
You are, what is that? You're a
startup capital.
You are a
that
patron,
really nice.
Patron right. of the citrus.
And I just don't get a chance to do things like that very often. And I was that made me very happy to do that.
Well, you know, it's so much easier to tip, and that would be, 900% at a lemonade stand than like going to the Palm.
There is
it was great lemonade.
There is a show. On NBC called The Secret Millionaire, and I think they go around basically and they take they work in shelters or they work with really not unfortunate but people in life that maybe have had bad breaks.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
And then all of a sudden, boom, they have $300K to give to their charity, and wow, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the secret millionaire, it's like the secret disc jockey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Secret news guy.
Whoa. Yeah. Secret podcaster.
Yeah, secret podcaster.
So that's really nice of you. It was so delicious. I hope they are serving again today, because it's some of the best lemonade I've had in decades.
Did you get the impression that it was actually made from squeezed lemons?
I can't tell exactly. All I know, it was sweet and lemony and delicious. It wasn't too watery.
Mm-hmm.
It had the lemon slice floating in it, lots of ice in a big plastic cup. It was great.
I think, do you want to give your home address? I think, yeah. Do they want to advertise?
I don't know.
You just gave them a better read than Smart Smoke.
Have we had this conversation on the show before, if you tip on merit or you tip on percentage? I don't know if we've talked about that here.
I don't know if we've gotten in detail, but we sure could.
Because some people tip strictly on merit, and some people tip strictly
on a flat percentage. Regardless of service.
Yeah. I know that the first thing that Mark ever said when I met him is he said, Rob, don't tip on tax or liquor.
So yes, that's true.
But that's chintzy. Why are you going to split hairs on that?
My policy on tipping in any situation is I don't look at tax. I don't look at liquor. I look at the amount. I start at 20%.
Right.
And frankly, that's because...
But you look at the full amount.
The full amount.
Right. Okay, and even if I use a coupon, I base the tip on what the full price would have been.
Exactly. That's ballsy.
That's exactly right. You got to start at 20%, and that's not because I'm overly generous.
Yes.
It's because it's easier to figure.
Yes.
You move the decimal point over one, and you double it.
Right.
And then if the service is horrendous, and sometimes it is, I will knock it down a little bit. But
what's a little bit?
That might down to 15.
Okay.
And if it gets good, I will go up.
And if it really sucks, 10. And if it really, really sucks, I'll go to 0. I mean,
wow.
So I start at percentage like Rob, but if it has to really, really, really suck. Because I know it's tough what they're doing. They're just trying to make a living. I try not to be a hard ass. But if it really, really, really sucks, then I'll penalize them. Has anybody ever served
in this room before?
Yes, me.
Oh, yeah.
You did Bennigan's, right?
I did Bennigan's.
Yeah.
The Monte Cristo.
Yes.
Oh, that was a lovely sandwich.
Deadly.
Yeah. You know, it's really good, and it's lovely.
Luka Luka.
Good for you.
Oh, very good
for those who do not know the Monte Cristo, and since you are our sir, hi, Mark, and I'll be serving you today. Were you the kind of waiter that kneeled down when you spoke to your patrons?
No, not often. Unless there were cute girls at the table or something.
The mom at the lemonade stand?
Yes, that's right.
But describe to us the Monte Cristo.
I can barely remember it. I believe it's two slices of French toast
ham.
For the bread. Mm-hmm. You've got ham, cheese, and another meat that I feel like that
and
I can't
it is
remember.
Deep fried.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing is deep fried, powdered
thick,
sugar on
battered
the top.
Battered deep fried.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Monte Cristo is basically a dessert entree.
That's right. And it's on weight not you're allowed. 250 grams of a Monte Cristo. But that's it.
But I remember, the reason why I asked, I'm glad you brought this up, is because there are people out there that will tip strictly on merit and strictly on percentages.
Mm-hmm.
When you served, did you feel that you saw that trend? And back then, I think there was a point in time where people would just tip 10% or 15%. Mm-hmm.
Usually, right? Some people still do.
Usually at the lunch hour, you don't get 20%.
Okay.
Usually people tend to do 15% at the lunch
hour.
You,
but also, you know, at the lunch hour, aren't you more about turning over the tables?
Yeah, well,
And when I say that, I don't mean turning them upside down. But, I mean, you're really, and people want to get in and out.
Right.
And you want to get them in and out. So did you feel that as much during the lunch hour? Because you're dealing with smaller checks, but more people.
More people. And, you know, the thing is at Bennigan's back then, they had this like express lunch.
Weren't they the ones that put a stopwatch?
They had a stopwatch.
On the table.
You were timed.
Oh, wow.
To get that food out in time. So, I mean, if you didn't do it, you would oftentimes really get screwed by
because they would judge you by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you're supposed to do that. Now, there's sometimes it would be the opposite. You'd find someone like Buzz who would. You know, even if you didn't make it, they feel bad about it.
I'm trying to make up for other
your
people.
Tip.
Yeah. I think it was Dave Grohl last week at a place in New York City tipped $1,000 on a drink. He paid $1,000 on one drink. And so apparently he was very pleased with the service.
So I guess to bring it full circle, when there were times that someone said, here's a $20 tip, I'm having a great day, you have a great personality,
right,
we're having a great time, it'd make your day, right?
Oh, yeah, it would definitely make your day.
Yeah,
because
you're not
they don't pay
it.
Anything really in salary. They pay half of minimum wage because they expect you to make it up for it in your tips.
Yeah.
So when
that's
you get,
where we got our business model.
Yeah. So when you get a big tip, yeah, it's a big deal.
It would really be something that makes your
click,
day.
Mm-hmm. Click on the tip that jar at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I do love if there is a server that goes over and above, and you know, especially if I'm having a few drinks with dinner, uh-huh. and it's a server that wants to have fun, mm-hmm. I will, you know, I'll have fun with them. I'll try to make them laugh, and I'll
buy them drinks.
I will not buy
let
them
him
drinks,
over.
But I will have them bring me drinks.
Yes.
And I've also seen that when you are a fun outgoing, it happened at the beach this past week. If you are a fun client, sometimes drinks don't show up on your bill.
Which
is also very, very nice. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If that happens, I will try to reinvest that saved money into their tip.
Yeah, that's very nice. One other thing I do, I'm kind of proud of, the woman who cuts my hair works at a joint that just charges like $15-16 for a haircut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's underpaid.
Is it called $15-16 haircut place?
Roughly, yes, it is.
Asian lady?
Yes, she is. Oh. But see, $15-16 is too little to pay for the quality haircut I generally think she gives.
Yeah, let's have a look.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. It might be about right.
In this day and age, it seems like probably not enough.
No, I agree.
And so I usually pay her like $35-36 if I can. That seems like what it ought to cost.
It's for some reason, and no slight towards you. Hmm. I guess one,
you didn't expect this.
Yeah, I didn't expect it because you are such a creature of habit. That you're smart enough to bring your lunch to work every day. You're smart enough to save the money. And like I have just started doing that because I looked at my my monthly statement. I was like, well, this is
oh, and when you figure in tips.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But overall, like I like the fact it almost warms my heart to know that you go out of your way to help people that are just trying to make a living.
I think she's underpaid. So I try to pay her what I think she's really worth.
Nice.
A good barber is worth tipping big because you want, and you know what? You want to have that preferred service. You want to be remembered when you come back.
And you don't want to have that sad face in the back of your head and try to do it yourself.
Right.
That would require me tipping a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
and really not a barber because I believe that is rather genetic. And if you just missed it, folks, that was Oscar's play to get my head as the picture for the show. Once again, look for the round white Chinaman at MikeOMaraShow.com.
With one less black eye.
Yes.
I saw it.
Yeah.
It's getting cured up a little bit.
Well, you know what? I used a new razor today and with my fancy shaving cream.
Yeah.
Don't be frightened,
got
kids.
In those crevices and all that
stuff.
All right. Stick around, folks. We'll be back with more Mike O'Mara Show right after this. It's a heat wave with Martha Reeves and, as they say in Castilian pronunciation, the bandejas. And I really...
You ever try the Vandella onions? Those are really, are really,
really
good.
So mild. The reason I bring this up, we are in the middle of a heat wave on the East Coast. And about 1 year ago, this very day, I weighed 70 pounds more.
Wow.
And I hated the heat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, even in air conditioning, I'd sit around and I'd sweat. You lose the weight, you feel better, and I'm battling the heat much better now thanks to Weight Not. See what I did there?
That was great.
855-WEIGHT-NOT. That's 855-934-4486 or weightnot.com. And we go to this letter from Stephanie and, you know,
Matulik, I believe
it is.
Another success story.
Yeah, Mike always accuses Buzz of making the names.
Yes, that's right.
Matulik. Stephanie Matulik, and I quote, not to brag or anything. Oh, but she is. Not to brag or anything, but this skirt is the first single-digit size of clothing I've bought since I don't know when.
She posted a picture.
It was a great picture of her. My weight loss started with Weight Not because of the Mike O'Mara Show 1 year ago. I'm very proud of the progress, and while I still have about 15 pounds to go, I've learned the tools to do it right. Thanks, Weight Not, and TMOS.
How about that?
And you know what's so great about that is most diet plans, after a year, it's easy to lose the weight. The thing is keeping it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I look around, I see my buddy Brad. I see RJ right to my right.
Mm-hmm.
You're down how many?
121 pounds.
And you are still down 121 pounds.
I'm staying there. That's the thing.
You're
and
looking
still,
good.
Still following the things that you've learned,
I am.
From Weight Not?
Exactly.
Weight Not is not just about losing weight. It's about keeping it off and learning how to change your lifestyle so you can live a happier, healthier time.
Cool.
And that's what's amazing. So congratulations to Stephanie. You can be just like Stephanie. You can lose that weight. But it starts with you. You got to go to weightnot.com or dial 855-934-4486. Beat the heat by losing weight. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Weight Not. And Buzz, we were just talking to you about your lemonade story. Also, quickly, what about pliers? Oh, and your teeth.
Oh, yes, but this, I've never had this happen before. I love to floss. I'm crazy about flossing.
Oh, me too.
It actually feels good. I get creeped out if something gets caught between my teeth because I can actually feel the increased pressure.
Buzz flosses everywhere.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, it makes me uncomfortable if I don't, and it makes me comfortable if I do. So this morning I'm flossing as usual, and I go to put the piece of floss between two teeth here,
right.
And it wouldn't go in. And in fact, the sort of wedge between the two teeth cut the floss. Well, this happens sometimes. So
with your razor-like teeth?
I got another piece, and I tried it again, and it broke that, and another, and another, and the next thing you know.
So you've got like a... So
now I've got little pieces of floss stuck in my
teeth. Oh, no.
That weren't there before, and I can't get any.
What would be great? Do you know how to whistle?
Like, sort of, yeah.
Okay, because if you whistled, it would look like those ribbons they tie on an air conditioner to see if it's blowing air or not. Because you could have strings blowing out of your mouth.
It almost came to that. And
like
then
a parade float.
And then I have this, we won't get into this, but I have this sort of specialty nylon dental floss. It's like filament. It's like
high-grade
filament. Yeah, extra tough stuff.
I can't imagine we wouldn't want to get into that.
So I think here's what I do. I loop that through the top.
Sure.
And I bend down the two ends, and I get a pair of pliers.
Oh, God.
And I pull straight down to try to pull it through to get the other pieces of floss out. Well, not only did that not work, now I have nylon filament stuck between my teeth.
Oh, wow.
Well, eventually, so what I did was I took a toothpick and I wedged it in there and kind of hammered it in.
Oh, God.
To try to gently spread the teeth apart.
Pause for a moment. Uh-huh. Ever since I've known you, and I've known you going on 20 years,
yes.
You have been on my ass for the fact that I don't take care of my teeth. I've gotten better.
The extent I go to?
I've gotten better, okay? Yes, you and you, I remember even when I was a baby intern, mm-hmm. you printed out for me. No, you typed, because it was before mm-hmm. computers. You typed on your newsroom computer,
yes.
This is what you should be doing to your teeth every day.
Yeah.
And IBM I looked selector. At it, and I laughed. I said, this man is insane.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
But so you are really, you've been mental about your teeth as long as I've known
been
you.
Been mental about dental.
What's the thing that they always say, do not put sharp objects into your teeth, and you're hammering a railroad spike into your teeth.
I knew that I needed
Phineas Gage over here.
I'm like MacGyver. I'm the dentist's MacGyver, and I knew I needed
a mouthful of string.
But you haven't heard the happy ending yet. I knew I needed some kind of wooden or nylon wedge to gently spread the teeth apart so that I could get a piece of floss through there. So I wedged a toothpick into, create that spreading.
You actually made one of Da Vinci's simple machines in your mouth.
Exactly.
And then
I looped more nylon filament. This took hours. I took more nylon filament, looped it through, and again bent both ends down and used the pliers, and this time it worked. And I pulled all the trapped floss out from between my teeth.
Now
my head is not throbbing anymore.
I would have given you a $10 tip if that story had ended with you slamming a door with the string tied to a doorknob. That's what it needed.
Next time.
I would have been, the tension I felt while you were telling that story is
palpable.
I can only imagine what the tension that people felt when baby Jessica fell in the well.
It was just like that.
We got to get it out.
Well, I wasn't all in until the third piece of string broke. And then, it's like, oh my God, can you imagine what he must be going through?
I'm going to take this piece of wood and I'm going to spread my teeth.
Really? I'm surprised you don't have, like, the iron hook.
I was wondering.
Oh, I have a sickle.
Because,
the dentist called that a sickle. It's
Mike
that hook.
This noise.
Yes, when he gets his teeth cleaned by Bryna.
Scraping
of the teeth.
Perfect.
I actually
After 20 years, it's the first time I've got a chance to do that.
I actually have one of those tools and I tried that and that did not work. That didn't help me.
It didn't spread it enough?
No.
You need some sort of dental spreader.
That's why I knew I needed a soft but firm material like nylon or wood. So I used a toothpick.
You passed on a pickle? Also soft, but
not firm enough.
Well, congratulations. And where did it happen?
It was like right over here.
Well, it looks great.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You look really good.
I feel fantastic.
Before we get to Oscar's lifestyle change, I do want to touch on this because we had the great experience yesterday, Mark and I want to put the final nail in the DJ daycare coffin.
Okay.
We did lunch yesterday.
We did, and RJ joined us as well.
Diaz 10 was there, mm-hmm. Three Spiwax, two Ronix, and a Diaz, and we went to the newly refurbished Mexican McDonald's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why is it called Mexican McDonald's?
It's the clientele seemed to lean that way.
Yeah.
Well, this whole community's Latin, really.
Okay, well.
For the most part, right?
I suppose.
But it's new. It looks new.
It is new.
It is new.
Gorgeous. Very nice seating.
Yeah, very fancy.
And the first thing that was said to us is that The girls are at that age. Mm-hmm. And also, I will say one of the neatest things about getting the kids together, Mark and I are good friends, but I think what's awesome is the way Julia and Maya sort of hook into each other. Mm-hmm. And Maya lights up when she's with Julia.
Yeah,
and Julia is a good, like a big sister relationship.
Yes, right.
Very much so.
And they were not pleased we're going to McDonald's because all kids love McDonald's.
Yes.
But what they weren't pleased is that we were all going to McDonald's. And I don't know what they had in their head is that like maybe Mark and I would just drop them off
right.
and come back
right.
an hour later.
Yeah. Because yeah.
They were really dissatisfied with the fact they were going to, because of course Robert was going to be
there.
Well, yeah, I think when we said, all right, do you guys want to go to McDonald's? Julia said, yeah, but can Robert stay here?
Yeah, like we're also going to maybe leave him at Mike's house.
Yeah, would Robert need lunch?
So what we countered with was, what if there's a guy's table and a girl's table?
That's fun.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. like in middle school.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and then we're on the way to the restaurant, and Robert asked me, he says, Dad, am I a guy?
Yeah.
And I said,
not with that haircut.
Oh, dear.
Hey. I know. Very, very true. And I said, yes, son, you are a guy. He says, because I'm kind of a boy. I said, no, I think all men, all boys, all males are guys, and so you'll sit at the guy's table.
Mm-hmm.
So at the guy's table was Mark, myself, RJ, and Robert, and then
that's
all
awesome.
Of 10 inches away were the girls.
Yes.
And just...
This is what they wanted.
Yeah, and yeah.
They were just clucking away.
Yeah, and then that's the low voice. That's Julia, because then you hear Maya, and she goes...
Yeah. Just like two little chicklets talking to each other.
And then if they ever were to make eye contact with us, silence.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because they didn't want the guys to be in on
Mm-mm.
it.
Right? Is it chickpeas or chicklets? Because chicklets are gum.
Chicklets are gum.
What are the little guys?
They're chicks.
Chickpeas.
Oh, chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, just chicks. You're talking about the little baby chickens.
Small chickens.
Because they're
chicks.
Not hens yet, because they're not clucking.
No. Right.
And they're not guys.
No.
No.
But so they're chicks.
They're also Fonzie's girlfriends.
Yes.
Chicks.
And you just went over my head. You lost
did you say chickpeas?
Where do we get the carbon paper?
Well, I was trying to figure out exactly what...
I love when Buzz does a callback to a joke we haven't done yet.
Yes. It's a call forward.
A garbanzo bean, I believe your people call them.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's a chickpea.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
And also, don't ever Google chickpea.
No.
On the internet.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my. Yes.
You'll see
that
stuff.
I see. What's on how you spell it?
Yeah. One cup. Anyway, so we had a great time.
With an A.
And it was great to watch parenting in action. You are so patient with Maya eating an ice cream cone.
Well, yeah.
I could never
do that. She's having a hard time with the braces. She's really worried that... Well, the braces, too, now, because she's worried that anything she eats, she's going to knock them off her teeth.
Oh,
and I keep telling her it's not going to happen. Don't worry about it, especially with ice cream.
Yeah.
But Rob had convinced Maya to get the vanilla ice cream with the... Essentially, the magic shell topping.
The dimmed ice cream cone.
Where it
never had that
on
before.
It's brand new.
What do they do?
Well, you go to the simpleton attendant at McDonald's and you say, excuse me. And they go, huh? And you say, I would like a dipped ice cream. And it's a standard McDonald's vanilla soft serve that they then dip into a waxy chocolate.
Paraffinated
that
chocolate.
Hardens on.
Wow.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's a good chocolate, too.
Nice.
But Maya was struggling with that ice cream because you'd have to bite into it, and she was afraid that the chocolate would knock.
Tell her not to worry. I have a bitchin' set of tools.
And also, not being a Spiewak, she's a slower eater.
Yes.
My kids are the inhalers.
That's true. Yeah. You know, Robert had a quarter pounder with cheese
that was gone in no
minutes.
Time.
Yeah. I mean, minutes.
And a quarter inhale. Minute. Yeah, it does.
He's a grown boy.
And the french fries, gone.
Gone. And my french fries, gone.
Yeah.
Everything, gone. So we had a good time there. You had a great moment when Robert asked me about the Spiewak hairline.
Yes. Did you see that post, Oscar?
No.
There was a moment out of the blue, Robert turns to his father and says, Dad, do I have the Spiewak forehead? And Rob just turns and looks at him. He says, no, son, not yet, but you'll know when you do.
And I love it. When I look at pictures of me and my father and Robert, it looks like at times it's like before, during, and after.
Yes.
My hair recedes like the French army.
It's like the Darwin chart.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Robert's dragging his
evolution.
Yeah. And I said, you will definitely know it. You will definitely know it when you get the forehead.
You get your hair from your maternal grandfather.
Really?
Your mom's dad had, that's what...
That doesn't seem to make sense, because I have the identical
generally speaking,
spotting
out
as my dad, so we'll see.
Really?
But he's not given up yet. You know, he still combs it back.
I learned a lot about Robert during that lunch.
Like what?
Well, you know, he's always doing shtick. He always
loves
to do the shtick. Mm-hmm. And what he does is he will just ask you a random question that he knows the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
But he will ask it to you as if he has no clue. And and it always takes you a few minutes to wonder, you know, is he really the strong boy that Rob always claims
he
is?
No, or is he working me?
Yeah, you know what? He craves the laugh. He loves to get the laugh.
It's interesting.
So after we finished up there, we stayed at McDonald's just long enough to get our cars up to 170 degrees. Mm-hmm. And then we all went back to our cars. I kept Maya last night. It was a sleepover night.
Cool.
Maya. Mm-hmm. And I did what I used to love when I did a sleepover at someone's house, is I took the kids to the grocery store and I said, let's figure out dinner and let's figure out breakfast.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know what? It's so cool because really for the price of ordering a pizza, which is you know what you could do, they could each get their own box of cereal for the morning.
Right.
They got each got, because I wanted them to choose their own flavor. Don't you think that's awesome?
Yeah, but you don't want to give a child a box of cereal. That's not healthy.
Well, she's not going to eat the whole thing.
So what, she's just going to keep it there the next time she sleeps over?
Maybe Uncle Rob will help her.
Oh, there you go. There's the back end.
But she got to open up.
That's called the residual spiwak.
That's right.
Pleased to be listing the flavors of cereal that were purchased for the kids.
Okay,
yesterday.
Robert, the least entertaining, I think. Robert went with Honey Nut Cheerios, and that's one that I won't touch.
I like that.
I hate
They're
Cheerio
good.
Products.
They're good.
All right. Mm. I don't like those. Julia went with Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh, those are always good.
Also good.
May I guess my daughter's?
Yes.
I would say Cocoa Puffs.
Exactly.
Sting. Yeah.
And so then we said, what for dinner? And I was thinking frozen pizza, something in the frozen aisle. And Maya says, I would like pasta.
I said, okay,
let's go to the noodle aisle. She said, no, I want pasta. I said, pasta is noodles. She says, Mom calls it pasta.
Yes.
I said, then we shall call it pasta.
She's a creature of habit.
And she really is.
I know.
She said, I want Barilla.
Yeah, you think I'm bad.
She says, I want Barilla elbows.
No.
She had the branch picked out. She had the variety of picked out. And I said, what kind of sauce do you want? She said, just regular. I said, red sauce. She said, no, tomato sauce.
What about your kids?
Well, I let them pick whatever they want. Robert said he was going to go with wings, which we had, and Julia went with, it's all stuff you just warm up.
I want a sleepover.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not often that you get to have a guest
over.
You
just gave them menus.
And Julia wanted what she always wants, potato skins.
Okay.
But you know what? Once we cooked everything down, all the kids wanted the pasta and the
tomatoes.
Of course, kids love
pasta. They
love
that.
Everybody loves
pasta. And then they all got to pick out an ice cream flavor for dessert.
Sweet.
So it was a great, great night. Your daughter is a delight.
Oh, thanks.
I swear, just the best. So,
and y'all went swimming.
Yes, we went swimming, and this was something I did not expect as I was trying to reinforce my sunburn. The kids were, you know, the kids will go into the pool until nightfall.
Yeah,
they don't care. They're splashing and doing everything. And then Maya comes to me after about an hour, 45 minutes. She says, I think I'm ready to go home.
Oh,
really?
And I said, but
she's all tuckered out.
And she said, I usually do the pool for about 2 hours and that's it. It's like talking to a grown-up.
It's true. Awesome. She does the 2 hours, but that's mainly so far this summer. It's because we've got the puppy and Melissa takes her. And so after a few hours, she wants to get back to make sure that the dog's doing okay.
So I saw an opportunity here to mix it up a little bit. I said, okay, well, go gather up Robert and Julia and let's talk about it. And so the kids all come up and they come in there and they know the talk that's about that. So they stand in front of you dripping.
Yes.
And they just look dejected because they know what's going to happen. Is it's time to go home. And Robert says, how about one more break, which is another hour cycle, which is adding
45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They break at 45 and go to the top. And I said, I don't know. And Maya says, I'm pretty tired. And she's holding it. And I said, okay, what if we stayed?
She's holding fast.
Until what if we split it and stayed till like 6:20?
Yeah.
That's half of a break. Yeah. And Julia's just like, you never do anything. I said, we're here.
We're
doing something. So Maya agreed, and Maya actually did get in some playtime, and they stayed for another half hour.
And it gave me some time to sober up.
just shaking my head and drinking black coffee. So a great success.
Good.
The kids do great together.
That sounds like fun.
We're going to have to postpone and talk about the feline tomorrow.
Feline?
I can't wait to have that conversation.
No, not that.
So great.
Feline.
Love her so much.
I love an addition, the pitter-patter of little feet.
Yes.
We had a big talk.
Four little feet.
The talk.
Especially friendships.
The pitter-patter of four
deep. Well, don't make a move till we can talk about it tomorrow.
No.
That's right.
Go out and buy, and don't leave the sunroof open. The cat will escape.
Hey!
Stop it.
We'll be back. We got the audio vault coming up, and we're going to award Accent of the Week.
Oh, good.
When we return at MikeOMaraShow.com. Flirtatious, trying to show patience. I'm waiting for the right time to shoot my steed. You know, waiting for the right time to flash. This rap singer is called Nelly, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
He used to wear a Band-Aid earlier in his career.
Really?
Yeah. His signature look was a little Band-Aid underneath his eye.
I thought he cut himself.
No.
It was a signature look?
Yeah.
I just thought he was sloppy.
Yeah, he was part of the St. Lunatics.
Ah.
I used to be a wigger once in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Clearly.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Audio Vault comes to you
from the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page for your home and workplace and anything you can think of. Remember, it does, in fact, power the show when you buy your stuff through the Amazon link on our website. Maybe you have an idea. Maybe you have no idea how much this means to us. The banner at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon takes you directly to your account.
Oscar, put the vibrator away.
We get the
from
credit.
From Amazon.
Oscar got a very special lifesaver. Yeah. Yes, you can get those at Amazon, too.
Yeah.
You save money and support the show when you shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. But Jason Waters writes, hey, Buzz, next time you guys are pimping Amazon, you know, as we do,
right,
you should mention the Criterion Collection's Blu-rays are all 25% to 50% off right now.
That's amazing.
A major savings for movie fans, says Jason Waters, and we thank him.
If you find a movie that you love that's in the Criterion Collection, it's amazing. It's so loaded with extras, you have no idea.
Before I open the thing.
Yeah, you got to open the thing.
Do you want to take a call?
Sure.
One call?
We've got a call.
Holy
that's been
ass.
Waiting the entire time.
Jeez. Call has trickled in.
Get ready. This is really going to be great.
It's area code 301. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Sergeant Omar Lettieri. How are you guys doing?
Hey, it's my biggest fan.
Yeah. Sergeant Omar, how
What's
are
going
you,
on, buddy?
Quick reset.
I'm
this
really
is
happy
guy.
To be interrupting the audio vault for this. I'm actually calling for Oscar.
Hey now, man.
One moment, Omar. Just so people know, this is the guy that wrote a 3-page hate letter about me that ultimately was the guy who shaved my head
at the
State
show.
Theater. Yeah. So turnabout is fair play. No. Nice to talk to you, Sarge.
How are you doing, sir?
Here's Oscar.
What are you wearing? just so we have a mental view.
I'm calling because, and I'm thinking you're the only person that would really understand this, our lives are pretty parallel, especially where our fathers are concerned.
Oh, Papa? Yeah.
Yes. So you talked about how he does work in Latin America with health management, stuff like that.
Yes.
And my father did the same thing. And then you dropped a line the other day saying that he worked for the World Health Organization.
Yeah, who?
Well, my father did, too.
Really?
And so I shoot an email over to my father, who happens to be in Tunisia right now. Uh-huh. Jibril says hi.
Oh, that's good. I hope he's having a good time.
I asked, do you know who Dr. Zavias is? And he says, oh, yeah, I know Dr. Zavias. He's from Bolivia. He's a good man. I'm thinking of contacting him for this think tank health management group we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
So I say, well, how do you know him? I said, well, you know, his son does podcasts.
Yeah.
So my father emails me back, oh, good. Call him, invite him over for coffee.
You know, it's straight, and it's funny, and this makes more, my mind is actually blown here.
Because
I've been trying to hide what I do from my father and my family and his friends and his colleagues all my life. I think to this day, no one really knows what I do for a living.
Now, which job are you trying to hide?
this one.
The broadcasting job.
Okay, all right,
yes.
All right.
Very proud of School Machine.
As I think most people would know, if you're doing a job that's non-traditional, especially in an immigrant family, and there is some sort of success.
Hard to explain.
As my mom asked me 2 years ago, Oscar, are you dealing drugs? Because she couldn't believe you couldn't make money if you weren't a doctor, a lawyer, or engineer.
Right.
So if you don't mind shooting me a personal Facebook message, I'd love to connect my father and your father once again and deny everything you've told him.
Yeah, fantastic. I was actually calling to cover both our asses because I know they're going to be getting in touch. And they said, hey, did you call Oscar? And then your dad's probably going to say, hey, did Dr. Lettieri's son call you?
Oh, that is awesome, man.
That's really cool.
I'm so glad you called. But please Facebook message me because I think that might actually give me some credence and some cred. Though then my dad might start listening and see how much I make fun of my father. So that might not work out as well.
Yeah.
But the fact that
you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Relax. Get a room.
Talk good about me, too, because I have some disappointed parents as well.
We'll work it out together. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Hey,
thanks,
take care,
Serge.
You guys.
Take
Love
care.
What you do.
Right, take
Omar.
Care.
Omar. That's All awesome.
Right. Did he ever bang Carla's mom, that guy?
What? I don't think so.
Remember they were supposed to go out on a date?
Yeah, I don't think they even went out on a date.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good-looking guy.
Well,
young guy. Younger guy. No, what do you mean, well?
I'm just saying.
Show some respect. Don't say bang.
He wrote me a hate letter.
Really? Yeah. Poked?
Exactly.
That's poked. Good. Yes. They're playing some sort of game. They're playing Diamond Blitz.
But that's imagine, Rob, if someone just called in from one of your father's 20 jobs.
Well, see, that's not as coincidental.
Everybody knows summer. My father. He worked at 1,000 places.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Rewind.
No, let's go back somewhere. I will admit that yes. is a great coincidence.
Isn't that wild?
That is why it's a very small world
sometimes.
Small
world.
All right. In the audio vault, are they expecting the Sandusky case? They're going to rest today, right?
They could wrap up as soon as today. Okay. You go to the jury.
I opened it.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, I did.
I heard it.
I was scared.
The thing that is great is that they've not the case, certainly. Will you relax? What happened to the Oscar that didn't pay attention during the vote? He's awake,
oh, no!
And now it's close.
Oh,
no. I'm sorry.
There. Okay, yeah. Oh. Still close.
This bit, you hate this bit.
KTTV, Los Angeles, the Fox affiliate.
Channel 5.
Robin Sachs is the legal correspondent. Really not the best choice of words when she was covering the Sandusky trial. The Sandusky trial.
He's already made his statement to Bob Costas. He's already proclaimed his innocence. He had his shot. He shot his wad, and he did a terrible job.
What?
And better not be placed in the position to have to explain it.
They report, you decide. That's Robin Sachs on Fox.
The reporter.
Just as bad as the lawyer, because as you guys probably mentioned yesterday, I didn't hear the audio vault, but
you never do.
Well, that is pretty much true. But I was watching the news and Sandusky's lawyers is walking out. He's like, this is like a soap opera. You have to wait and find out what happens.
Yeah.
He goes, actually, it's like All My Children. Oh. That's like the worst soap opera name.
That's awful.
To really talk about when you're dealing with a pedophilia case.
Not good.
Unless there's one called As the Child Turns.
Okay.
That would be even worse. Boo. So don't say that. Omar, call back. There's a website called jest.com, J-E-S-T, and they did something that is one of my favorite gimmicks. It was funny 40 years ago, and it's still funny to this day. You set out someone to do a man on the street, and you ask questions about stuff that hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you catch people in the act of being themselves, pretending they know this stuff is going on. Check out some of the questions that people comment on, like their real news stories. Kind of builds. This is jest.com.
Kim Kardashian has announced her candidacy for the California State Senate. What do you think about that?
I'd vote for her if I was a Californian.
One of her sisters is going to be her campaign manager, and they're saying it's either going to be Courtney or Chloe. Which one would you think would make the better campaign manager?
Chloe.
Whoever the taller one was.
Earlier this week, President Obama fired the U.S. Senate. What do you think about that?
Actually, I hadn't even heard that.
No?
Embarrassingly enough.
Germany invaded Poland earlier today. Do you think America should get involved?
I almost want to say no. It's so early on. Those are two very powerful countries.
England has announced that they will absolve part of the U.S.'s national debt if we allow them to recolonize certain states.
What states?
It's either South Carolina or New Hampshire.
I mean, who cares about South Carolina?
Give them New Hampshire.
Yeah, we'll say New Hampshire.
The Brits would be more at home in New Hampshire.
What do you think about the reality television version of The Hunger Games that's coming up? Do you think people will watch other people die on television?
I kind of liked the goriness and morbidness.
Yeah,
of course people will watch it.
I think it would be interesting because seeing it in a reality show might bring some things that we don't want to see up to the forefront.
Would you watch someone in that competition die?
Probably, just for entertainment.
Oh, of course.
How about that?
We are so screwed.
This is really why the rest
royally
of the world
effed.
Hates us. Yeah, they say he fired the Senate.
Yeah.
President Obama fired the Senate.
And the guy was embarrassed he hadn't heard that.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Do you
I hadn't
think
heard.
That people really are that dumb?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a combination of stupidity and a lack of confidence in knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
They don't want to look stupid.
And we are sheeple. I don't watch the Betty White show. I love Betty White. The show looks stupid. I hear that generally it is. But
I
heard about one good prank they pulled. And
right.
A guy in an airport would walk up to somebody and say, excuse me, do you know how fast you were walking? and they'd say, well no. And so I'm going to need you to wait here for just a moment.
Oh,
and they would
God.
Stay, and they would wait, and he would walk away, and he would come back. And it's mm-hmm. you know, do you walk through here every day? All the kinds of questions a cop would
especially
ask you.
In the airport.
And people will obey.
They really will.
I would have stopped, too.
I guess, you know, in an airport, I might
I'm an a-hole.
We had yesterday the return of Regis and Kathy Lee Gifford together.
Right.
Two good moments I want to spotlight. Regis is always prided himself on the fact he doesn't rehearse, he doesn't do meetings, he just shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that works. Well, when he starts talking over the announcer, not so good.
Oh, no.
Because he's not so good at doing the Today Show. He was real good at doing live, mm-hmm. but this is how it opens. And they've been promoting this heavy for two uh-huh. days, including the full day leading up.
I saw it before I left for the office yesterday morning.
Awkward. Yeah. This will make your neck hurt.
From NBC News, this is Today with Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb.
Did he say Hoda Kotb? That's
no,
Regis has been shitting for Hoda Kotb. Tell the guy in the booth, will ya?
He got it wrong, didn't he?
Anyway, I'm back here with my sweetheart from the old
Rockefeller Plaza.
Is he still talking?
It is the jewel in the NBC News crown.
How was it, though?
You know what? It was good to see them together. Regis is great.
I hear it. Can they do that show, though?
Absolutely. It's better than with Hoda. Because
I feel bad for Hoda.
No, but you see,
can you call her Hoda?
Here's, and we'll have more about this in the news.
Yes, we will.
But the plan is to relocate Hoda. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The best moment, I think, is when Regis called Kathy Lee. Mm-hmm. Kelly.
Oh.
Betty White would be replaced so fast.
I would love
poor
to.
Betty White.
I would love just a couple of scraps from Betty White.
Where did
she
Betty White go? Oh, Kathy took care of her.
Yeah. Oh, did you say? What?
Did you hear I said crap? Kathy took care of
you
her.
Said Kelly.
You said Kelly. She's always on your mind.
Oh, yeah.
But I did cover. That would be but the thing is that they never have a studio audience on the Today Show. Yeah. But as they progressively make it into something that it
they
never should have been.
They easily do that.
Yeah, that really is the way to save that show.
Do you have in the news what's going to happen on Kelly's show now? They probably are freaking
no,
out.
No, talk
imagine.
About that. What's going to
no,
happen?
No, I thought when I saw yesterday as I was leaving, uh-huh. I said, if this actually works the way that we think it's going to work.
And it seems pretty obvious.
That they're going to work in Regis and Kathy together again as a show.
Right.
What happens to what was Regis and Kelly?
Hard to say.
She gets crushed. I mean, they've screwed around. They haven't picked a co-host yet. And as we were talking about, I think when Mike was still here, that she just can't handle it on her own.
Well,
Kelly's
is it because they're being
thick enough?
Is it because they were cheap? They didn't want to pay for the talent.
I think that's it. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
I think that's why Regis left.
And I think that he would probably work for a fraction to crush ABC.
I think the show will turn sports.
I hope so.
I hope it will. I hope it will. It is time. May I have a timpani? Do you have one handy?
Of course.
It is time for the Mike O'Mara Show. Accent of the week. And
I nominated Robert for his impression of Jabril's mom.
Well,
yesterday.
You know what? We're so sorry, but Robert, it is an honor just to be nominated.
That's right.
And we'll keep you in the
event this winner cannot perform their
then
duties.
Robert will be there.
Right.
I didn't even know there was a talk show on television called Bayou Time.
What?
Bayou? Yeah. I think it skews a little southern.
Okay. Bayou Time, the swamp, the bayou.
The bayou, B-A-Y-O-U. Mm-hmm. And their guest was, do you know the name Troy Landry?
Mm,
you will know it if I say this. Shoot him, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Swamp People.
He's the best guy on Swamp People.
Yes.
And here I give it to Troy this week because this is Troy cleaned up being talk show Troy on the show Bayou Time.
You know, I've had some women come to me when we were doing appearance and tell me I'm about to call them a divorce. They're about to, their husband has had it up to here hearing about Troy Landry.
He's wearing a hat that says Shoot M.
Shoot him.
C-H-O-O-T-E-M. Love, Troy.
What about your wife? Does she take it as
fun? My wife's good with it. She loves it. She's either going, she stands on the side of me no matter what, and it's all good.
She don't like those phone calls at 2 o'clock.
No, she don't like them crazy phone calls.
Now, the one thing I would, that
it's
would
like
be
Bobby
enough.
Boucher.
That would be enough to go with, but do you remember the scene in Forrest Gump when they say, what's the best way to cook shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
And Bubba goes to
every way.
Yes.
I just couldn't help but think of that when they said, how do you like to cook your alligators?
What's the best way to prepare alligator meat?
I love grilled alligator. I like it fried. I like a sauce piquante. The legs is red meat. The legs is just like turtle, if you like turtle. Mm-hmm. The ribs, I get the wife to cook me just like you do baby back rib, pork ribs on the pit. You can take alligator ribs and cook them on the pit. They're delicious.
You're making me
ooh,
hungry.
Ooh, I like it.
And the thing that's so great about that, if you're trying to sell meat to somebody, an alligator is a little, unorthodox as far as
meat. Exotic.
Say, don't say it tastes like turtle.
Yeah, not really a selling point.
I was going to say, go beef, go chicken, go something.
I like it a little better than gopher.
We have got to, I got to wind this up. So I'll just say that last night on the Letterman show, both Dave and Alec Baldwin dropped their pants.
What?
Okay, it's very visual. Surprised. You may want to look for that on the Letterman website. It's worth taking a look at. But I close with no secret that it's hot outside. I couldn't pick my favorite heat joke. So here's all the late night talk shows talking about how hot it is.
Hot, isn't it? Lousy hot outside. Whoa. So listen, here's how hot it is. Today in New York City, it's so damn hot. Donald Trump bought a water dish for that thing in his head.
It was so hot, Mayor Bloomberg said, screw it, give me an extra large soda. I don't care. Give me the big 41.
Man, it was so hot out today.
Yeah,
I was sweating so bad that my cabbie told me to put on some deodorant. I go, hey, what's your problem?
It was so hot in New Jersey that Tanning Mom actually caught fire, melted into a puddle of Tang.
96 and insufferable. It's like Regis Philbin.
The temperatures are higher than President Obama was in high school. That's how hot.
It's hot over at St. Patrick's. Earlier today, I saw a nun rolling an ice cold can of beer on her neck.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Stick around, folks. Back with news on the other side of these on MikeOMaraShow.com. We are back, and we are ready to do the news, so do the thing. And
we're brought to you today by Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devon uses natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter. No harsh chemicals. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream is good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or bumps. Get Spencer and Devon in sagebrush, spice, or completely unscented. Read their story at SpencerDevon.com or click their ad on our website, Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Smooth the savage blade.
Spencer and Devon slowly removing the Chinaman from the back of my head.
Very nice.
In a world where things are bad for you and then they're not.
Oh, do a scarier voice on
then
that.
Then they are. In a world.
Nice, yes.
Where things are bad for you and then they're not and then they are again. Well, here's the latest. It might be okay to drink if you're pregnant. No one's recommending it.
Ask my mom.
In fact, this news probably horrifies the Surgeon General, who's still warning pregnant women to avoid alcohol altogether. But a new study in Denmark, paid for by our own Centers for Disease Control, says 5 to 8 drinks a week will not retard the development of a fetus.
Wow.
In fact, the study says the occasional binge, 5 drinks or more at a sitting, won't mess up the kids.
Not sure my mom binged, but there was really no curtailing of drinking when she was
I think
with
she
me.
Binged.
I think we have the evidence of that. Researchers measured IQs and the decision-making abilities of 1,600 five-year-olds whose mothers did drink, compared them to children of mothers who did not, and found no signs of damage in the children of those who did.
But that's there awesome. Is something clinically called fetal alcohol syndrome, right?
And it's a huge problem in the Soviet Union. The former Soviet Union in Russia, and a lot of Russian children are put up for adoption. A lot of them are adopted by American parents, and it's a very tricky process to get these children properly medically screened to make sure they don't have that.
That's tough.
And we have a fair amount of it in our country, too, but nothing like Russia.
Why roll the dice?
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Why take chances?
Yeah.
Again, if there is no harm and you're careful, you're not, drinking a bottle of vodka a day, apparently, if there's no damage and you're careful, drink in moderation. Drink in this amount or less, for that matter.
A lot of
women have stress and always been easy for us guys to say, I just don't drink.
Oh,
for 9 months.
You know what? It was great. I had 18 months of a designated driver.
Yeah,
right.
That's fantastic.
Dad can drink as much as he wants.
Right. So, I would be careful.
I just think
I don't think you have to avoid it
for
altogether.
Every study that there's usually studies that say, hey, this causes this. Yeah. This doesn't cause this. For all the studies that we have heard in our entire broadcasting careers, I can't speak for you guys, at least for myself.
Right.
It says it's probably best you don't drink while you're pregnant for
it
women.
It is best, I'm
this
sure.
This is the one study that's come out in all those years that says, hey, maybe not so bad.
Right. Yeah, but anyone will tell you that drinking is, outside they always say a glass of red wine, but one glass of red wine is not.
Well, if you're not going to drink, just have plenty of salt and coffee.
Yeah, but I know that one of Carrie's friends, the doctor let her have one beer a day.
Really?
For the whole pregnancy. Yeah.
Well, she had that problem.
But she was buying the bombers.
As quickly as the economy goes down, the red light and speed cameras go up. Cities and counties say they put them up to make us safer. Critics say they put them up to make us pay the money and to make our lives less private. Critics also claim, and in this case it's true, that the cities and camera companies shorten the yellow light just to nail people.
I feel that they've done that at one intersection in Leesburg.
Yeah,
the yellow light almost got me this morning.
Do it around here. In New Jersey yesterday, police were ordered to stop issuing tickets for the vast majority of that state's red light cameras. New Jersey has 85 of the moneymakers. Now, 63 of them have been shut down for not having a long enough yellow.
And 28 of them were eaten by Governor Chris Christie.
Breathe easy while you can. Senate Republicans yesterday tried to eliminate the regulations that cut deadly mercury and other pollutants from coal-fired power plants. Most Republicans, anyway, five of them joined 48 Democrats to vote to keep the regulations while the rest of the GOP tries to gut the EPA, an ongoing process. Is there no limit to what homophobes will spend to keep gays from getting married? Apparently not.
Mark.
In Minnesota, one so-called family group has raised well over $3 million in one state to fight the legalization of gay marriage. That's three times what gay rights supporters have managed to raise.
Wow.
Republicans say there's something fishy about the president invoking executive privilege as a reason for not turning over more documents in the Fast and Furious gun smuggling investigation. It's the first time Mr. Obama's used executive privilege in his administration. W used it a half dozen times. Clinton, 14 times.
I'm going to do it.
But despite the declaration of executive privilege and despite the fact that the attorney general's turned over nearly 8,000 documents and promised to provide more, the Republican-controlled House next week plans to charge him with contempt. And then there's the economy, another sign of our economic times.
Oscar, do you like the Fast and Furious thing because of Vin Diesel?
Well, five was the best.
Because there were so many other unanswered
Tokyo
questions
Nights?
In
but
one
Tokyo
through
Nights is the worst. Yeah. Tokyo Drift, actually.
Oh, whatever.
Here's another sign of
your Tokyo Drift.
Our economic times. Sharing households. We're talking about multiple families in one dwelling, neither related nor sexually involved, just sharing expenses.
Right.
There are now 22 million such homes in America. That's up from previous numbers by nearly 19%.
Wow. Come and knock on our door.
As we've hoped and expected, Ann Curry is all but gone from the Today Show.
Wow!
What?
The ratings, it's out there. The ratings have taken a hit since Curry replaced Meredith Vieira on the NBC Morning Show. Savannah Guthrie is considered most likely to replace Curry. They are now looking, Curry has a tough agent. And she's a respected journalist.
Yes.
But the thing
there
is,
there are things she does well. One of them is not hosting the Today
Curry
Show.
Curry just got the agent, though. She hadn't had an agent for years. She just secured this agent when this started to go down.
So as she
smells the blood.
As she deserves, they're going to give her a high profile reporting position, because that she can do. Just
the nightly news,
keep her
a
off
correspondent,
the sad story.
Something like
exactly.
that. Yes.
She's a very good foreign correspondent, and they'll cash in on that.
No.
What is that?
It's a song called Happy Days Are Here Again.
Yeah. Because I might get my Meredith back.
She's not coming back.
There is talk, but it looks like
close any doors. There's a chance.
There really is a chance, because even though they're talking about Savannah Guthrie, they've had Meredith back recently. In fact, Meredith and Matt went to cover the Queen's Jubilee here
I read
recently.
Something in the, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, that says this calendar year that Matt and Anne have been apart as many mornings as they've been together.
Wow.
Wow.
Chemistry is something that you cannot just create.
No,
you can't do that on a sports team. You can't do that on a podcast. And you can't do that in any type of creative format.
Only in a meth lab.
And it's I wish I just can't imagine that the people at NBC couldn't have seen it coming. Because even as a viewer, we knew it was a bad idea before it happened.
Right.
So God bless her and good luck. She's going to be a great foreign correspondent.
Where's Hoda going to go, though? She's
I think what'll happen is they will probably put Savannah as the co-host. Mm-hmm. They will move Ann Curry to a foreign correspondent. Mm-hmm. I think they will put Hoda as the newsreader in the morning.
Wow.
And then that'd be interesting.
And then they give Regis and Kathy, I called her Kelly, they'll give them hour 10.
Okay.
Nice. Finally, those kinky Germans, 17 men using an erotic auction site. Who's ever heard of an erotic auction site?
Oh, the Germans have the best erotic auction sites.
Anyway, 17 men. Seventeen men over there put in bids to have sex with another man's bride on her wedding night.
Ooh. That's awesome. Yeah.
The 30-something couple got married 2 weeks ago, but they offered strangers the chance to bang the bride with the understanding they would be interrupted by the groom. The winning bidder paid just over $450.
Wow.
What?
Germans,
could have gotten more, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
And for 30 minutes, that's what Mark says.
it's the euro. It's a bad conversion rate.
Yeah.
And for 34-year-old Aaron Causer of Jacksonville, North Carolina, the jig is up. He's been arrested for bigamy, being married, in this case, to two women at once. Hmm. Here's what we call in the news business the kicker. His Facebook page said of his relationship status, "It's complicated."
No.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. It truly is complicated, as is my domestic partnership with my wife.
Really?
Yeah. But we'll get into that another time.
You guys have been together more days than you've been apart.
Yeah, it's close, though. I'd have to check the charts. We're about to do the bonus show, so the VIP subscribers
stick
around.
They can see that live. Yeah,
stick around and watch that. Today's topic, technology and inventions.
That's right.
And I'm told there will be food.
Our favorite inventions.
Yeah, very cool. So join us for that. And Buzz, today's show
is sponsored
by
Smart Smoke,
the
premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. Same day shipping, money back guarantee. Smart Smoke, the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you like cigars, try the Belvedere. It lasts as long as 6 double Coronas. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
We appreciate it, and we will see you tomorrow with another episode. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.